This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks for being with us during part of your Tuesday. Yesterday, a statewide mask mandate announced last week by Arkansas Governor Hutchinson and issued by the State Department of Health went into effect. The order requires the wearing of face coverings in public indoor and outdoor places to slow the spread of COVID-19. The governor, however, left enforcing the mandate to county and city officials. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich traveled to Siloam Springs to measure reaction.
At his daily coronavirus press briefing in Little Rock last Thursday, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson unexpectedly issued an emergency mask order.
I do want to announce today that I am issuing a statewide mandate for face coverings.
Arkansas is the most recent of 27 states to pass pandemic mask mandates, joining five southern states of North Carolina, Texas, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Alabama. Hutchinson says with students returning to school in a few weeks and talking to medical experts and lawmakers, he decided it was time.
And I've heard from legislators that have a lot of different views, but many of them simply say, I don't like it, but whatever it takes, let's get through this and give us the best chance for normal activities in the future.
Hutchinson warned the fight against the novel coronavirus will only get harder, not easier. To date, over 34,000 positive cases have been confirmed in Arkansas, and over 360 individuals have died. Donnie Foreman, on lunch break, fuels up his truck at a gas station in Siloam Springs. He says he won't wear a mask.
I feel like if this is America, I should be able to do what I want to do. And they shouldn't be able to tell me I have to wear a mask if I need to, you know what I'm saying? You know, and it's stupid. It's the government, to me, trying to tell us what we can and can't do. And to me, I'm going to do what I want.
3 months after the Centers for Disease Control recommended that Americans wear face masks in public to limit COVID-19 spread, a recent Gallup poll found that 44% of American adults always wear a mask in public. A majority are female, Democrat, older, and college-educated. Spring-fed Sager Creek flows through Siloam Springs' popular downtown historic district this hot summer day. Several tourists cycle and walk around, a few with masks hanging around their necks, just in case. Holland Hayden is public information officer for the city of Siloam Springs. She's closely tracking the spread of COVID-19 in Arkansas.
We're about 17,000 people, and we are known for, I believe, our natural beauty downtown and our kayak park and City Lake.
Tourism is a major industry here, along with meatpacking and furniture manufacturing, which all are impacted by the new mask mandate.
There are varying opinions of wearing masks and the pandemic, and we're just trying to make sure everybody remains safe.
Siloam Springs did take steps to encourage mask use a few weeks ago.
So on July 7th, the Board of Directors did pass a resolution encouraging business owners to enforce those social distancing requirements and wearing a mask indoors. And then later the next week, the city pushed out our Siloam Cares campaign, which is an optional public health and business campaign where businesses could sign up saying that they were indeed enforcing those social distancing and wearing a mask. So we've had about 55 businesses sign up for that so far. And actually, I was just out delivering masks. So the first 200 received 50 masks from the city.
Fayetteville was the first city to pass a municipal mask mandate in June, followed by Rogers and Bentonville. Siloam Springs, Eureka Springs, and Springdale were part of a growing number of cities in northwest Arkansas requesting voluntary use. But Hayden says Siloam residents are mixed on masks.
I think that it depends on where you go and the time of day that you go. So earlier in the morning, there are more people wearing masks. More towards the end of the day and end of business hours, I see less people wearing masks. But it is still pretty split.
Siloam Springs is in western Benton County, where coronavirus cases continue to surge due to both industrial and community spread. That's why Holland says she's pushing the governor's mask mandate.
So right now we're focusing on our city buildings because that's something that we know we can control. So we are creating signs in both English and in Spanish so that we can reach all of our residents and our visitors. And then we're going to work on a social media campaign, getting more information in our local newspaper, just getting the information out as much as we possibly can, and working on the education factor of masks as well. We're going to work in alongside the governor's office so that we can continue to push that education piece of it, because I believe that's where it really starts.
The face coverings executive order requires Arkansans over the age of 10 to wear masks in all indoor and outdoor places where physical distancing is not possible. Certain medical, recreational, and employment exemptions are allowed. Arkansans who violate the temporary mandate could face a misdemeanor charge and a $500 fine. The day after he issued the mandate, however, Hutchinson announced, it's up to local and county law enforcement agencies to decide how to enforce the mask order. Alan Gilbert is Siloam Springs police chief.
On my desk, I got a can of Lysol, I got Clorox wipes, I got Germex, I got my temperature that I write down every day. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that, you know, we do everything possible to keep our employees safe and healthy.
Gilbert has been modeling pandemic safety practices to staff as well as the public.
So first of all, I want to educate and I want them to encourage, but if they refuse, the officer will have to cite them. And you know, that's something that I don't want to do, because I understand people's rights, but by this order, you know, the officers will enforce the governor's order.
First-time violators, he says, will receive fair warning. Only violators who repeatedly refuse to comply face being cited or even physically removed at the request of business and property owners. Polk County Sheriff Jamie Hammond posted on Twitter that he will not be handing out tickets to people not wearing masks. Van Buren's police chief announced on his socials that he doesn't agree with the mandate but is required to enforce it. And Fort Smith police posted that the governor has the legal authority to issue such orders during an emergency, but that the department will deploy community mask policing through encouragement. Gary Sipes, executive director of Arkansas Association of Chiefs of Police, expects that will be the norm.
They're not going to go out and write a lot of citations. It's going to be just basically warnings, just asking people to comply with the executive order. So there's not going to be mass citations written by them. That's what I'm getting.
And under the new mask mandate, Sipes says, all law enforcement are now compelled to wear masks in public, setting a certain example. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.